It's the Disrespectful Lady Podcast, and I'm your host, Dr. J. Why go on? Okay. Hey. How are you today? Hope you're doing well. I do. I hope you're doing well. I hope you are enjoying the blessing of the day. If you are listening to this, it's the blessing. Yes, it is. That's enough. You're up, you're alive, you can hear. Okay, things may not be perfect, but we're here. So, Chris Brown dropped this tour, and I am very excited. This is a great year, 2024. It really is. And I urge you all to go support him. I urge you all to go and see this performer, if possible. Really, if possible. Even if it means getting nosebleed seats in the 300 sections to be in the house, yo, it's worth it. It really is. I look back at concerts that I've been to decades ago. I just had a revelation recently. I saw Alicia Keys over 20 years ago, Diary of a Woman. That album, it was over 20 years ago. I remember her and her grand piano and just having her moment, and it was so dope. And it was so amazing. It really was. It was so good. Now, I am a concert head. I do love to see these artists perform live. And I like to support them. I do. Because I respect that they're going after what it is that they love. And they're doing what it is that they love. It's not that easy. It's not that easy. We all say we want certain things and we want to be certain places in our lives, and we just have certain expectations of ourselves, but to actually get up and do it is a whole nother story. Like, that's why I say thank you for coming on this journey with me, with my podcast, because you get to experience my highs, my lows, my middles. It's real. So I do love to support young black artists, and I do love concerts, period, because again, I love to support people in their craft. I really do. Yeah, so like I said about Usher, Usher's going on tour now. After his Super Bowl performance, he dropped his tour as well. And I just think it's incredible that in 1 year, we get to experience Chris Brown and Usher, okay? Chris Brown and Usher. And to see them move the way they're moving, especially Usher, he's even older. To see him moving the way he's moving at his age, yeah, take advantage, seize this moment. Go see these artists. Go see these performances. Because just like I was saying, I saw Alicia Keys over 20 years ago. I saw Prince. And I won't get to see Prince again. And for those people that never got to see Prince perform, they'll never see him again. I was complaining about his stage because I was so low. Thank God. But I couldn't see the stage, and he had that beautiful artwork on his stage where it was like that purple sign that he had on his face, like his piano. I mean, his guitar. That's what was his guitar. And it was just so dope. It really was. So I encourage you as well to make memories and enjoy this moment, because you really have less time than you think. We all do. We have a less time than we really think. And when you look at things in that perspective, you're going to seize every moment. And I saw Chris Brown 6 years ago, full moon tour. That was 6 years ago. Anything could have happened in the last 6 years. And a lot did happen. And imagine, you know, if I didn't take advantage of that moment, like Prince, I wouldn't have had another opportunity. So I encourage you to get up and just seize this moment and do what it is that you want to do. Yeah, because I'm going to see Chris Brown, y'all. I'm going to see Chris. I'm going to see Breezy. Yes, I am. No judgment. I can't judge him. He is who he is. None of us should judge any of us. We are all human. We all make mistakes. Really, he was a young boy. He's definitely grown. And just happy to support the brother. Yeah. So, Chris Brown is touring. And I can't wait to see him. I'm in Brooklyn. I'm in New York. And I heard it's going to be in June. And I'm excited to come back and tell y'all how it was. Okay? It's a Disrespectful Lady podcast. I'm your host, Dr. J. Drink your water. Mind your business. Suck in your belly. Hey! Let's do it again, y'all.